that's mid-year 2021, you will say the data quality was just at 18%.
Okay.
That means that also the data set, I will say, in the taking decisions. Not just say data. It was not reported, and I say what was reported was not accurate. Now the internal, there was 80%. You know, through the hard work of you know, all the stakeholders, you know, and we trained a number of at the moment we've trained over 700. But initially we started with about around 300 staff. Are you training or more in data validation?
Okay.
In how to evaluate, okay, assess things. Now the internal, open now see my year we are. You come and verify. Say. The outcome say, well, why are
what to me?
Say, my meeting is in Numa. Okay, meeting is in Numa. Tell me minutes, we take here because we see why a meeting and you are not the editor. They have some minutes that reflect, you know. So, those also what you have, BBR, tell me receipts, you know, that kind of thing. So, they validate, and you know, that system, you know, has really helped us as an institution. And to say, I know, because it's people are also understanding the internal processes of the institution.
How also institution,
and then the young people are also taking ownership and coming on board. Now they understand what's going. So yeah, performance review. Say, I'm going to be some questions. We'll see you. You may be some question. Director, you may be some question. And so that transmits our accountability thing, you know, and get people. Our data quality is now. We have mid-year 2024. You know, we are at 73%.
73% data quality.
Yeah, data quality
from the hospital. That's impressive. Yeah. Nipa bebre na enim kolebu se kolebu di obeye CEO a eho na ya manfo cash cow into where wadwen se opese odi change bia eba you would be met with this stiff opposition any identity in terms of accountability changes no a day ni day poti because we've read stories about say
I think the support of the board, you know, the current board, no, Mefa sa kunyenzo Adamu Asipa.
Okay. Is it our board chairman here?
Dr. David Nkansa Dramina.
Okay.
And also, yeah, a chemical pathologist.
Okay.
By profession.
Okay.
And, one of the good things that has happened in terms of the governance structure of institutions, say, Ministry of Health and as a Gabine government earlier some changes in the health policy so that the board was now the people on the board are seasoned people. So somebody from a pharmacy background, somebody from a medical background, somebody from a business background, you know, somebody from a finance background, you know, all those people bring their expertise on board. So you see, this time the composition of board is made of very serious minds. They came focused on working. So
on working.
With their support, we'll be able to do a lot in terms of this area. Now, let's give you an example. Say, kitchen is actually is one of the areas where you make a lot of strides because you're sure, you are aware. Say, those days now, Oba Kolibu ne Mama Kolibu do anigra Obi an peso di. You know, say, who knew Bia now? We bush any be the elder Kolibu. This is why they Bia no pay we any. This is
only. Wow, sign brain at
the end. Now it wasn't the best because now.
But hospital name a patient Bia do any.
Yeah, we are supposed to because once I get you to hospital there, you pay for the food.
Oh,
part of your admission.
Okay.
Into want to make as a mean the media.
You still pay. Okay.
Exactly. So that was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But we did quite a few changes
at
our kitchen hall and with the help of the new management led by a very dynamic young woman, Nicole Koto, and also Bonabaso on any team, you know, and so the food quality has improved dramatically. And then the interesting thing is that almost at the start of these reforms about beginning of 2023. Sikado do are yes, we do in 2022. Now, we just suppose it to
2023.
Yeah. In 2023, we're making savings of almost 250,000 cedis every month.
250,000 cedis every month on the food
purchases. Meanwhile, the quality of the food has also gone up.
Meaning, say, now before this time, no. Na food purchases no through an unkwa na mutimi lose be 250,000.
Exactly.
And on how was that happening?
Because I was a supplier in the bar. then a number of things will happen.
Idiano, specifically, what did you do? Move fix it, CCTV cameras, and I'm here then.
No, apart from leadership change, yeah, then we also make sure, say, we're separating certain roles and certain functions, yeah, so that because I think that was one of the reasons, and also the supervision.
Supervision, no.
Yeah, I think
that it means it's not possible, say, be more area full staffs, maybe.
Exactly, because it was leaking. Internal, in fact, we went to the kitchen, and the kitchen woman told me, say, Doc, and I say, they were not getting
new money, they've been ready, and then
because. You see, we're buying for the supplies we're delivering, the quantity they were supposed to deliver. But then, then what was happening? The monitoring, you know, that was where the issue was.
Wow.
But then, with the current leadership, you know, all the people involved, the stores for any, you know, catering for any idea, you know, coming together and saying, no, we need to address this issue, you know. That, and then with the director administration, you know, that that has, you know, and so we have seen the significant savings. And also, like, it's one of the things that is a positive. Then, also even, and then, once I make about data quality, because accurate data,
yes,
it helps you to make sense of whatever requests
ever.
And so, also, maybe it's a spinal needle, Acadena. Say koyo operation maybe ya koyo cesarean section that some of the operation
yeah they be wall pan here na they wo wechi
yeah very wo wechi ha na ama yama on the
sea ha
sapa say na kolibu na every afibia ya to 144,000
Ghana cedis
no 144,000
bakobako 144,000 every year wow
na esa
motoba it me san within the year
esa within the year every year and that's all we buy but you share data no say spinal case are here, no, under 10,000.
And why do you buy
and,
that?
Exactly. And do the infant say case be almost, yeah, almost same, you know.
Yes.
Into the, they are using three for each case.
Yes.
You means around 30,000.
30,000
also. So, you know, so we slide the number to around 30,000. We have not run out.
Really?
Because now the data is here. Because the trauma head of anesthesia say,
yes.
Master, don't say that motor, oh, do you want to, are you okay? Because, hey, how, you know, but that's oh. So, but it's because when you have, you know, accurate data,
yes,
now, it helps you.
It's me, boy, it's my own request, or tracking request.
And then also, during the COVID time, no, we had a downturn in terms of a number of patients up in there. You know, it's like they say, management decided say you better tracking some consumables. So realize say some of those consumables, no, the usage, you know, didn't reduce. Because those consumables are ones that you only use for when you are actually doing certain cases. And realize it didn't. So it means that the consumption, you know, is artificial. So that is what informed us to take certain measures to try and rationalize. Consumption so that we can have say,
and then amount for the Diego hospital account more power anyway. Yeah, because strangers here are working say more slash a number about 30,000 a year. Now still more running out now for now more to over 100,000 that's way too much. That's a kulebu scour hopper because Charlie, I mean, it is a one checky processes ne how I request eba. That's how much was leaking every month.
Yes. So it's all the areas. So with the finance directorate, so we insist on measures to monitoring our finance, tracking the finances and things like that. Because once there are some areas in every institution, be your area say a cash cow.
Yes.
Just say you know. And then there are some places you may even struggle to break even. Some places you may even be making losses, but then you make more from the cash cow areas to offset.
Now they are all the other areas.
They keep the institution afloat. And then so we decided to also treat each department as a business unit. So in terms of accountability, so that more input, more output. So at the end of the day, we say, okay, sell your department. And as a more expanded income was this,
and a more expanded chance we say
that kind of thing, so that you could now tell which departments are performing and which departments are not performing. You know, there's one department which is supposed to be one of the cash cows, no more boka. 2021, 2022. Not just say side department, no, say anchor, just say pamomo.
Yes.
At the end of the
Of the month,
the hostel will be about 6 million cedis better off.
Really?
Yeah. So once this data became available, no, with the team, no, the management team now, there, no, we just put in place some measures, and now things have improved dramatically.
It was our department,
yes. No, so those are some of the things, but that's, you know, definitely, you know.